I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Attention is shifting from West Coast tragedy to East Coast flooding in the U.S., while persecution and gospel opportunities top today's international headlines. But before we talk about the global body of Christ, let's take a look at what his followers are doing in South Carolina. Right now, it's under a state of emergency. They just got 3 months' worth of rain in 3 days, and more is coming. Reach Global's Mark Lewis says,
no one has ever seen anything like this ever in this region. It's affecting some of the poorer neighborhoods. They're being significantly flooded, but there's also some, you know, higher-end, wealthier communities that have been very dramatically affected.
Lewis says they've got a response team on the ground today.
We've been on the phone with churches that are part of our mobilized network, kind of early responders, and trying to mobilize some initial resources to come in to help with the initial cleanup.
Local churches are a bastion of hope in times like these, and here's what's needed.
I think praying for people just to be receiving care from the Lord for their souls and in the midst of the difficulties and trauma that they experience, that there would be an outpouring of response from the local church.
So keep South Carolina in your prayers. And with all the praying you've been doing for Syrian refugees, it looks like there's an opportunity. Greg Kelly of World Mission.
People who are in closed countries, close access countries, very difficult to reach, are literally being sent out into other places around the world where they're very accessible by the body of Christ.
One of those countries is Lebanon, where World Mission is giving out audio Bibles and connecting people with local churches.
When our team members and our people are discipling them, they're challenging them and they're saying, how can you uniquely use your influence to impact others for Jesus?
They hope refugees will learn the gospel inside and out so they can tell others about it when they go back home.
Let's not forget, once the Syrian refugees come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, there's nobody better positioned than they are to go back into Syria and present the gospel.
How can you help? Give an audio Bible. You're listening to Mission Network News. While Christ is good news to those who don't know him, carrying his name can also have serious consequences. Remember Asia Bibi in Pakistan? She's been on death row for years for naming the name of Christ. A recent update from Open Doors USA describes the disturbing conditions she lives in at the Multan jail. And now, from these awful conditions, Asia has fallen seriously ill. So please, continue to pray for her complete healing and for her freedom. And what's the best way to spread the news about persecuted Christians? Well, sharing it orally. And that's the same with the gospel and what Living Water International is focusing on. Jerry Wiles of LWI.
The orality movement and the training that we do really connects people. It's a participatory learning, action learning. It's more engaging. It just works. And it's very reproducible. It's simple. And it's transferable to any place on the planet.
LWI wants the people they serve to understand the gospel so they can share it with family and friends. They don't necessarily have to be the best storyteller.
We promote the idea that you don't have to be great storytellers because we have great stories to tell. So when we tell the story, the Word of God has power. The Holy Spirit touches people's hearts and changes their lives. So it gives people great confidence that we can all tell the story. We don't have to have all the answers. We just tell the story.
Pray for the movement to build awareness of the gospel among others. And Audio Scripture Ministries is also capitalizing on oral tradition. Since there are still many illiterate people today, the best way to share the gospel is through an audio Bible if you're not doing it personally. But before making an audio Bible, a translation's needed. And to do this, missionaries need a person they call the Peace Man. This person knows the language and can read. Without these Peace Men, audio projects couldn't even get started. So would you join us in asking the Lord to provide more peace men? Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. With all of the bad news you hear from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.